This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is now 5:41, and we're moving on to Today on Twitter for a completely different subject. Swedengate is trending and spawning a conversation about hospitality and how it differs from culture to culture.
Have to be upfront. If you look at Swedengate right this second, a lot of it is going to be about slavery and racism. So the conversation...
On Twitter, everything inevitably ends up there.
Yes, colonialism, imperialism, lots of isms. And that is where the conversation has evolved, I would suppose, in quite a natural way. But at its conception, Swedengate began because there was a screenshot of a Reddit post on the subreddit of Ask Reddit, and that was shared, which asked, what is the weirdest thing you had to do at someone else's house because of their culture or religion? And two Reddit users replied, basically sharing similar experiences of how they were made to wait in their Swedish friends' rooms while their families ate without them. Now, this makes it sound more ordinary, but like the way that they described it was they were over to play video games or to hang out, and they were in their friends' rooms, at one point, their friend excused themselves, or they heard the mom from downstairs call up and say, dinner is ready. The friend excused themselves and then just left them for like half an hour in silence with no offering of anything, only to find out later on that, yeah, they were having dinner, they were having a whole meal. And so this kind of spawned off this other question about whether or not you always offer people food and drink as part of the hospitality process, I suppose, of welcoming someone to your house.
Yes. And of course, in a larger sense, how different cultures might view this practice, right, of offering your guests a meal or food, and whether it's common to not include your guest while you might have a meal. And so lots of actually very interesting thoughts and tweets have materialized. My favorite is probably a map that someone has come up with of the world, highlighting from countries where you're unlikely to get food when you visit, all the way to countries where you'll always get food when you visit someone's house. But lots of entertainment, lots of well made out thoughts as well.
Yes. And do we want to do tweets first, or do we want to do cultural context first? Maybe tweets first?
Yes, okay. I think so.
So let's see. We've got Mira, who says, I was over at my friend who lives with a Swedish family. They told me to wait inside her room while she ate dinner with them. My friend felt so bad that she gave me her food and we ate there and had to hide that from the Swedish family. We also have, some other points. Michael saying Swedes cook for the people they expect, i.e. family, precise portions. We don't mind guests. Just tell us in advance. We'll add one more. In Sweden, it's understood that you don't eat at a friend's house unannounced. No big deal here. And so that seems to, you know, kind of put a full stop on it in Sweden, at least. But there have been a lot of comparisons from around the world of people who just found this completely mind-blowing, like completely strange.
Strange, and then, of course, offering their own counterpoints as to how things would be done in their culture, right? So Chris Mex says, in China, you do this dance where the host offers food, you have to say no, then the host offers again, and you have to say yes, and then you eat everything that they put in front of you. That sounds pretty familiar. Meanwhile, Sorrel says, one of my best friends is Pakistani, and I swear, when I stay at hers, she doesn't just feed me, she makes me a packed lunch for my journey home the next day.
John says, with Asians, our guests all get at least a polite offer for food. And if we're eating or about to eat, then they get a seat at the table, yes? Which I think is more or less what most of us would be familiar with. But it's not unique to Asia. So we have this from eSpot Pod, who says, hashtag Swedengate is so mind-blowing. In Poland, if you're hanging with a friend in their room, chances are the mother will bring sandwiches, sweets and tea. And then after you finish the snacks, they will insist you stay for dinner, which again sounds very familiar.
It does. I wanted to read this from Drama Cat, who basically says, orang Sweden datang Malaysia masa musim open house, mesti culture shock.
But I would think culture shock in a good way. So
yeah.
I want to say that a lot of the tweets from Swedes, that's quite a hard thing to say, have said essentially, yes, this is our culture, but no, it doesn't mean that we are unfriendly or it doesn't mean that we're inhospitable. It's just that this is how it is. On the other hand, they are perfectly happy to take the food that is offered to them. So to be fair, it's not as if they're like, yeah, food, you know, sign of the evil eye, I'm going to leave the house. It's not like that. It's just that it's not part and parcel of what they commonly do, I suppose, to feed somebody who rocks up.
You know, I will say this, right? As someone who doesn't always necessarily want to have a meal mm-hmm. or eat food at someone's house, and not for anything. Maybe I'm not hungry. Maybe I don't feel like eating at that time. Or maybe they just give you too much food, you know? I feel like there's a balance to be struck. I don't necessarily think it's the worst thing if I'm not invited to eat along with them. And I also think with modern culture and smaller families, it's becoming less the expectation that if you rock up at someone's house during mealtimes, they will definitely serve you.
Do you not get a seat at the table, though? So I think that...
I know, it's the being left. But you see, then is it worse to sit at the table and not be offered food? You know what I mean? There are all of these dynamics that... I get why, if that's just how everyone functions, you wouldn't think that was weird.
I get that, too. I'd like to throw another culture under the bus because one of my favorite tweets that has emerged from this... I will say that the surrounding nations or a whole bunch of nations in the north of Europe specifically are getting called out alongside this. And there was one about somebody who offered a colleague a carpool ride, accepted a cup of coffee from said colleague just to start the day off. They went off, did a whole day of work. He dropped the colleague back at his house and went home and received an invoice, essentially, for the cup of coffee that was offered in the morning. And that goes, I think, beyond hospitality, because that goes into conversations about, I guess, what we expect in terms of money even. And it's just fascinating to me the ways in which something as simple as, well, do you offer somebody biscuits when they come over? Can eventually turn into, well, Swedengate, to put it simply.
What are your expectations when you visit someone? Do you kind of assume you're going to be offered a little something?
No, not really. But not really. And I think I've had to learn how to become a host later in life because my parents were both the almost youngest or youngest of their families. And so, in other words, nobody visited us, which meant that I also didn't have a lot of practice going, oh, hi, let me make you a cup of tea or, you know, things like that. So I'm not the best at doing this. Ergo, when I go to other people's houses, I don't expect the same. I think, my God, I keep coming back to this phrase. It's becoming a catchphrase. I think it's social lubricant. I think that food and drink is just a substitute for something to do with your hands sometimes, you know, a way to pass the time rather than sitting there in silence while other people are eating.
So we started at Sweden with a tweet that pointed out, apparently, culturally, you don't get offered food there when you visit, but we're bringing it home. We want to hear from you. Do you offer food to people when they visit? You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with What About Me. It is 5:52. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about Swedengate and more widely, the question of whether to offer food to people when they visit. Because as it turns out, different cultures and countries do this very differently. So we'd like to hear from you. Do you offer food to people when they visit you? And is that something that you expect? You can call 777-332-900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We have plenty of thoughts.
Yes. So let's see. Madiha is back to say, visited an Arabic family friend once, was promptly made to sit at their dining table. They'll never allow your plate to go empty. The moment your food looks half eaten, they'll literally spoon more onto your plate despite you politely declining. I felt so welcome and incredibly full after.
See, this is the... And again, I say this with caution. This is the double-edged sword that I fear, because I love being fed, and it's great if, you know, that and it's often so clear that they want to feed you, but it's the I've had enough, or I don't eat this, or I don't like this, that I often struggle with.
I just eat slowly. I just eat slowly but enthusiastically, you know, so it's kind of a theatrical thing.
My friend, when you're visiting relatives in India and you're visiting three different people a day and everyone serves you a full meal, at some point you're going to have to take a break.
Yeah, I can understand that. And I think that the expectation of you as a guest is also difficult because it's very difficult to say no. Mm. However, I think that maybe where I'm coming from here is that it's okay when it is during festive seasons in particular, because this is how they show you love and this is how you show love in return. And that's how I think about it. But on a day-to-day, just like dropping by somebody's house for a quick chat kind of thing, then no, I definitely do not want like a chicken.
Sometimes a roast chicken wouldn't go amiss. But Arianna says, my friends in the US told me various answers about me visiting them. Some say their parents will go out of their way to make an extra meal. Another said that I'd have to call ahead and let them know I'll be staying with them or visiting for the day. Another said that their parents would literally tell me to make myself at home, meaning I can raid their pantry or fridge and make my own meal. You know, that actually runs the gamut, right? And I do feel like while we can make cultural generalizations largely, it might often also boil down to individual families and what's most convenient for them or what they're used to doing.
And I think also how it is that they think about guests. Because I know that some people, and I think this is what has been shocking about Swedengate, is especially for Asian cultures where guests are rather exalted creatures who, you know, aren't expected to move, lift a finger when you're at someone's house, right? You just sit there and then I'm going to bring you everything. I will refill your glass. I will feed you. I will put stuff on your plate. I think the premise that you don't treat guests with that kind of respect, quote unquote respect, is looked at askance. Whereas in other situations, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, I've welcomed you into my home. Mikasa sukasa, do whatever you want. And that it's in itself is enough to make you feel welcome. So I think, again, like the money thing, this also comes down to what you consider, what kind of provisions you want to make for a guest.
I will say I actually quite enjoy the raid my pantry at your will concept. Of course, not with everyone. Not like I'm going to rock up to someone I'm visiting for the first time. But childhood friends in their parents' homes, for instance, you know. Jeannie says, I might not offer them food, but at least drinks or fruits, but also depends on how long they stay.
Yes, good point. You know, because if somebody is there for 5 minutes and you give them like
a chicken.
Well, actually, I was going to say peelable fruit. But again, this is something that's actually quite nice to do when you're visiting. I like having something to do with my hands.
Chinese New Year and mandarin oranges is a great example.
Right?
I love being able to sit down and peel mandarin oranges while visiting during Chinese New Year.
I was thinking rambutan or kuachi, which is not a fruit. But, you know, something to actually do with your hands. I think ground nuts. This is why they're popular. Stephen says, I don't expect people to offer food or snacks when visiting others. But most of the time, I don't go empty-handed. At least a box of chocolates, or if I visit a friend who drinks, a bottle maybe. I visited my East Malaysian friend's family during Gawai and my cup was never empty. So much food, so much drinks. I felt so welcome. I miss Gawai with them, and happy Gawai to those celebrating tomorrow. Same from us, by the way. Happy Gawai.
Thank you for that, Stephen. And yes, actually, the conversation about whether to bring something when you're visiting someone is a whole other thing, right? Lee Jun also weighs in and says, when I visit, I always bring a little something. Fruits, oranges. I never go empty-handed.
Can I just say, I believe in this. I think it's important. I also know some people who don't like it.
Mm. I know. Okay, so I'm wondering whether you mean, because I feel like food is often okay. I know others who bring gifts, like items that you can keep. And then that's where I sort of feel like not everyone has the space or the capacity to add objects to their home.
So even food, I know some people who don't like it because I don't like this, or you know what, I'm cutting down on sugar. Take your cake and leave.
Or I don't feed my kids processed flour, whatever.
Exactly, yeah. So there's a lot of that as well. I do think that they are in the minority, but I know they exist.
Haley says, do I feed my unexpected guests? Yes, being mixed, I grew up with that home culture from my Malay side and British side. My Mima insists to feed guests, even with some cut fruits and tea. My British Mima once served her future Malay husband her rendition of cucumber sandwiches using banana instead of cucumbers, thinking that Asians would feel more comfortable with it than cucumbers. But my Malay side says feeding and serving guests is good because their happy presence gives the house and family good ong. I love that. I also also actually love banana sandwiches.
Okay, I was going to say, what do we mean? Are we talking about bananas and mayonnaise? Are we talking
Hopefully butter.
Sure.
mayonnaise, no.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my hesitation. But otherwise, how Malaysian is this message, Hayley? I love it.
Let's see, very quickly, I think we can just say, Belinda says, of course we have to. As the Chinese saying goes, once people come through your door, they are your guest. Just dish out what's available. This is, of course, such an Asian thing. The Asian thing has come up a lot in the tweets, and it's clearly also coming up in the messages. Do keep those thoughts coming. Do you offer people food when they visit, and is that something you expect? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.